Hi, as the thumbnail and title says, I'm going to become a billionaire and I need your help. What do I need your help for? Basically, it's kind of like Larry and Sergey when they started Google. They needed the help of other people to make it happen. They had an idea, they had a skill set, but they needed other people. I need other people. As Larry and Sergey and Bill and Steve grew their companies, as Jeff and his wife, the people that helped them grew along with him. And so that's the offer that I'm extending. I had decided I was going to keep this to myself because I was afraid that if I went public with it, somebody would steal my idea and become a billionaire on my idea. Okay, I'm going to take that risk. I'm going to take the risk that my tribe, my group of people, my community are interested enough to help me achieve what I want to achieve, and I will reward them as we go forward. The other side of this is I want you to come along the journey that I'm going to take and learn from it. And maybe you will have an idea, you will see an opportunity, and you will become your own billionaire. That's how my channel is going to work. It's all about sharing. It's about me sharing my knowledge with you, you sharing your knowledge and skills with me, and we both become better for it, and the world becomes a better place because of our community, our tribe. Our tribe, me, at bestofusinvestors.com. If you then want to extend your involvement, you give me your name and your email address, and I invite you to our Discord. That's another story. Let's get into how I'm going to become a billionaire and how I need your help and how you can fit into my journey. So stay with me. This is going to be a truly wonderful experience. Stay with me.
Best of Us Investors presents Kerry Griegmeier.
Okay, I want to introduce you to the six D's. There are 2,600 billionaires in the United States right now, and every 36 hours, another one comes forward. And that another one coming forward is, for the most part, as a result of disruption. That is, they take technology and they use it to disrupt an existing industry. I have identified an industry that needs disruption because it's antiquated. It's not working to its greatest efficiency with the technology that we currently have. And it's built an umbrella over itself to protect itself. And I personally want to take that umbrella down, expose them for what they are, and show the world how technology can make them more efficient. What I'm talking about is the nonprofit industry. But first of all, I want you to become familiar with the six D's. I first became familiar with the six D's from this book. I believe it was written in 2016, and it's the same people who wrote this book, and that is The Future is Faster Than You Think. On pages 7 through 15 of Bold, Peter Diamandis and Stephen Coulter will introduce you in detail to the six D's. They are digitalization. And what is digital? It is this. It is turning communication into a digital commodity. Deception, and that is that people don't recognize it for the potential when they first see it. It is much like Amazon. No one recognized its potential. No one recognized Google's potential. No one recognized Facebook's potential until they monetized them and created the third D, and that was disruption. Google disrupted the encyclopedia business. Facebook and Google also disrupted the advertising business. Amazon disrupted the commerce world. Then it's demonetization. That is taking the cost associated because of the inefficiencies of, again, let's talk about advertising, and demonetize it. It no longer costs you. You don't have to buy a magazine to receive the advertising from Gucci. It shows up on your Facebook page. So they have demonetized it. They then dematerialized it. And that is, you don't buy magazines anymore. You actually go to post your grandchildren's pictures on Facebook and the advertising comes to you. We have seen the dematerializing of a camera. I buy a camera because I have a use for it. You use your cell phone. You don't have a camera. This also is your GPS. It serves multiple functions. It's your Encyclopedia Britannica. Google gives you that. So we dematerialized. And then the final one is we democratized. And that is, we made it available to everyone. A good camera was something that few people had, but now everybody has a camera of some quality in the form of their cell phone. So we dematerialize it. That's where I want to go. I want to go after the nonprofit industry. The nonprofit industry has for years told us that you need to give us money so that we can support the causes that are going to make you feel good. Now, they have done that with great intention, but they have not kept up with technology. To give you a true comparison, last Saturday, there was a concert on TV, and it was the VAX concert. And it brought forward a bunch of celebrities, everything from Prince Harry to some people in music world to comedians, whatever. And they raised, in that two-hour presentation, $302 million. They then took that $302 million and bought 26 million doses of the vaccine at what I figure is a cost of $11.62 and made them available to people who can't afford. And I suspect this is going to be some of the third world countries and some of the second world countries, such as India. So what you just saw was actually a monetization of their personality, of their celebrity. Okay? People put forth money to be entertained by them that then went to a charity. Now let's compare that activity, that two-hour activity, to the 365-day activity of the American Cancer Society in 2018. They raised roughly $750 million, roughly more than twice. Is that right? Yeah, more than twice what the two-hour concert did. But in order for them to raise that money, they paid their salaries and benefits to their employees of 55% of what they raised, roughly, in math had roughly $400 million. They then used 35% of that to spend on advertising and promotion so that they could raise another $750 million the following year. That's not efficient. And then they gave 10 cents on the dollar to their cause. And their cause is to make people comfortable while they are being treated for cancer. It is not to find a cure for cancer. It is to make them comfortable. Now, why would they do that? Because if they cure cancer, they don't have a business. Okay, that's a plain, simple truth of it. So what is it I want to do? I want to share with you the research that I've done. I saw this vax thing, and I had been working on this in the past, but it really drove it home. So what I did was I said, why don't I take what I know how to do, what I have done, and apply it to the nonprofit industry? Well, what is it I know how to do? Well, over the last year, I built a YouTube channel, and I have approximately 148,000 subscribers. If from that, I monetized that. The monetization comes in multiple sources. The first one and the most obvious one is YouTube advertising revenues. The second one is members in the Discord who want to see my portfolio, who want to know more about what I'm doing on a daily basis. The next one, revenue, was sponsorships. Every once in a while, someone raises their hand and says, Kerry, we'd like you to sponsor our video, such as And then there is affiliate marketing. And these are the books that are in the description and the other things that I suggest that are helping me that might help you, and you go and buy them, and my channel gets paid a affiliate marketing fee. Then we have a merchandise where you can buy a hat with the logo on and things of that nature. So in essence, I have created about five sources of income. I also sell my book. So it works out that there's about five sources of income. And so what I said, I am able to make, I've projected that this year I'll make the channel will generate something in the neighborhood of $1 million a year. Okay, so let's take that based on 148,000 subscribers. And part of that, I should also say, goes to my charity. The support of children pediatric cancer at the Birmingham Children's Hospital and keeping my daughter's memory alive. That is, if you go to the join button, it will hit your checking account for $4.99, and that money, which amounts to right now about $2,000 a month, goes to Children's Hospital. I'm going to up that ante. I'm going to do more work for them, but we'll talk about that in the future. So my take was, okay, who are some of the biggest YouTube channelers in the entertainment world who have shown a propensity to raise money for the charity or the foundation or the charitable cause of their choice? And I came up with the biggest one is Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber has 62.9 million subscribers on his channel. So what I did was say, if Justin monetized his channel, which he doesn't, because mostly what's on his channel is merely 3-minute blurbs of his latest song with a video to sell his music. But what if Justin actually came to me and said, Kerry, I'd like to monetize my channel for the purpose of a charity. And I would like you to send a photographer and an interviewer and spend about 8 hours a week with me, whatever I'm doing, to share more of myself with my fans, with my 62 million people. And then I would like, Kerry, you to build a Discord where they could communicate, and I could interact with them, and my fans could interact with each other, much like the Discord you have. And then, would you build me also, Kerry, a website where I could sell some merchandise to support the charity of my choice, and then build a affiliate program and duplicate what you have done with your channel, Kerry, but I want all the funds, or at least part of the funds, to go to my charity of choice, my cause, my children's hospital, my St. Jude's Hospital, whatever. Okay? What if Justin did that? So what I did was then take the numbers, and here you can, Jack will put up the chart. I took Justin Bieber's 6.29 million and projected it across, and Justin could raise $343 million a year by duplicating what I have done. Okay? What would that do? And what is that doing for the nonprofit industry? It's making it efficient. It's disrupting it. It's implementing the six D's. It's demonetizing all the costs that the 55% of salaries and benefits. It's eliminating the advertising and promotion, and more dollars are going to show up in whatever Justin's charity of choice is. Okay? So, I don't want to use the word charity. Maybe it's a hospital. Maybe it's a foundation that educates people. Maybe it's clean water for people in Africa. I don't know. I'm just saying the industry is inefficient and I want to disrupt it. So look at this chart. I've put a number of people who have huge followings. Miley Cyrus, 15 million. Aranda Grande, 48 million. If they would just monetize their personalities, their celebrities, they could disrupt the industry. So they don't, though. All they do is put up their music, a 3-minute chat, because they don't know the value of their celebrity. Let me show you some people who do, however. Adam Savage. You may or may not remember him. He's a U.S. actor who had a series called Mythbusters. He puts out 40 videos a month. He has 5.5 million. If I then extend those numbers across, and let's say that Adam wanted to do, how much does Adam make, could he make off of his channel? 25 million. And I suspect he is. Okay. Snoop Dogg has 7.4 million. He makes 11 videos a month. His channel is worth $36,878,000 a year. If he fully monetized it, I don't know that he does or he doesn't. Russell Brand is another actor. He does 16 videos, and you can see what he makes. And then I show you what I make, a $953,000. So it's possible. What I want to do is basically bring this to their attention and then monetize. Build a business that replaces the American Cancer Society, the March of Dimes, and what was the one? I just got a request for money from the American Red Cross. Okay, they're sending me. What I'm saying is the American Red Cross could become Katy Perry's cause. Okay, and we could eliminate that American Red Cross inefficiency. So what do I need to make this happen? I need your help. I'm one guy. I'm the guy who has the idea. I've connected the dots. I know how to put this data together. I have written, you'll see on my chart, Jeff Gordon. I have written Jeff Gordon now 2 letters suggesting to him that he could create a channel. I could provide him with a photographer when he goes to NASCAR races, when he takes his kids to the park, whatever, and give people an insight into who Jeff Gordon is. I believe he could, because he already is creating he has a foundation for pediatric cancer. Last year, he raised $1.6 million for his foundation. And guess how much of it he gave to children's hospitals? Guess, out of the $1.6 million. Now, again, remember the American Cancer Society gave 10 cents on the dollar. Jeff gave $1 on the dollar. He gave the $1.6 million that he raised went to his cause. Is that a more efficient way to do it? My reach out to Jeff is, I can show you how to grow your audience larger or grow an audience. He doesn't have a YouTube channel. There is not a YouTube channel that deals strictly with NASCAR racing. They have 14 million fans. Why wouldn't he be interested in doing that? I don't know. He hasn't answered my call yet. So where do you fit into this? Maybe you know a celebrity. Maybe you can become my talent scout. Maybe you can join my team. Maybe you can share in the billions of dollars that this will generate. Somebody has to be the photographer. I can't be the photographer for everybody. Somebody has to be the interviewer. If you live in Charlotte, North Carolina, where Jeff lives, or wherever Justin Bieber lives, and you want to get involved in this, you need to get in touch with me. Now, first of all, we need to make contact and get a commitment from Justin and Jeff, and maybe you can fit into it that way. So what I'm saying is I recognize I just may have given away my future business that could generate $1 billion, make me a billionaire. Now, how would I become a billionaire? Well, let's say I had 200 of these celebrities that I was doing this work for, and it was generating a income for the people who worked in it, as well as showing a profit. Yes, it would show a profit because it is providing a service. With that, who do you think might come and buy it? Well, if it's being presented on Google and it's doing all this good, Google might come and say, "Carrie, I'll give you $3 billion for your business." Or maybe Jeff, Facebook, would raise their hand and say, "Wait, we think we would like to do it." Or maybe the people from Netflix would raise their hand and say, we'll give you $3 billion for it. That's how I'm going to become a billionaire. I'm building something based on the 6 D's. I understand how to disrupt an industry. Now, you might say, no, I don't fit into that. But if you come along with me on the journey, maybe you have a skill, maybe you have a talent, maybe you can connect some dots, and you can learn from my experience, and you can grow your own $1 billion company. Now, is there a possibility that someone is watching this right now and they're saying, "Let's cut Carrie out. We can do this on our own. We already know these people. I'm an agent and I know all these people. We can cut Carrie out." That's a real possibility. And I have thought about that. But my conclusion is this needs to happen. It is going to happen if I can be a party in making it happen. Whether I become a billionaire or not is irrelevant. It has to happen because it will turn a 10 cent out of a dollar going to a good cause into At least 75%, 75 cents on the dollar going to the cause. We can disrupt this industry. The third benefit of this video is, again, I guess it's the second, you seeing how I'm thinking and saying, I'm going to go get bold and understand the 6 D's, and then I'm going to go get the future is faster than you think, and understand the future, and I'm going to become a billionaire. If that happens, please email me, tell me, because you will then have made my life more valuable to me. And that's what I want. I want the day I die, 1 million people to say, "I'm better because I got to know Carrie Grinkmeyer, because he shared his knowledge, his experience, and his dreams with me. And they caused me to have bigger dreams. And they caused me to think big, no longer depend on a paycheck, no longer depend on talking heads to tell me what to buy and what." I literally went out and educated myself, and I became a better person because of Best of Us Investors and Carrie Grinkmeyer. If you will do that, you will make my life worthwhile. Okay. I'll keep you posted on this. I'm not going to keep any secrets. But if you know Molly, if you know Dwayne Johnson, Seth Curry, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, boy, I'd like to help her. Justin Bieber. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is quite an interesting guy. I saw a video yesterday. It was about an hour and a half, and it was by the video channel is MI Athletic. I think that's what it is. MI Athletic. It's for NFL stars who talk about athletics. I volunteered to come on their show. Will Smith, again, enormous potential. Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Kyle Busch, another NASCAR. Okay, why don't you decide today you're going to become a billionaire? And then stay with me and I'll follow my journey. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.